Good morning. It's so good to see all of you here as we gather for this very special day of worship. Our gathering hymn is number 262, I Love Thy Kingdom, Lord. If you would stand and join in singing the first, second, and last verses. Be seated. The Lord be with you. And welcome as we gather to worship the Lord together. 175 years, a century and three quarters, a demi-semi-septcentennial. I got it right, Hal. However you put it, it's a long time. And God has been at work here at Murfreesboro Baptist Church through all those years. And that's what we come to celebrate today, and to celebrate how God has worked through these 175 years. And we're glad you're here to celebrate with us. And so welcome, whether you are a member of Murfreesboro Baptist Church, a former member, a friend, whatever. We are glad that you are here to help us celebrate this very, very special day in the life of our church. And we also welcome those who are joining us by radio or by our live stream. We're glad that you're sharing in this service today as well. Please allow me to mention several things very quickly. The flowers today are given by Linda Hassel in celebration of Murfreesboro Baptist Church's 175th anniversary. Deacons will meet at 6 p.m. this Tuesday evening. Please return your filled Operation Christmas Child shoeboxes no later than tomorrow. And then there'll be a brief church conference following worship next Sunday. And also we'll host the food bank of the Albemarle distribution next Tuesday, November the 21st, and the workers need to be here by 1:30. We want to encourage you to sign up to contribute specific food items to our Murfreesboro Baptist Church food pantry each month on the sign-up sheet. It's on the bulletin board next to the pantry. And then, one thing that's not in your bulletin, our community Thanksgiving service will be Tuesday evening, November 21st, at 6:30 p.m. at Nebo Baptist Church, and I will be preaching for that service that evening. So, we are glad that you are here as we worship God together. Now, we have a number of former pastors who are with us today, and we are grateful that they are able to be present with us. And so they will come and lead us in worship now.
I invite you to join me as we read from various books of the Psalms this morning. I will read the plain print, invite you to respond with the bold. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abides forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people from this time on and forevermore. Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord guards the city, the guard keeps watch in vain. Happy is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is steadfast love, and with him is great power to redeem. Come, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord.
Let us pray. O thou who art and was and shall be, we thank thee for life so graciously given to us. And it is our prayer that thou wilt be with us on happy occasion, this happy occasion. As we rejoice together, may we carry thy love and goodness with us to our homes, to our work, and to the world around us. And may we not forget the music of the universe. In the name and in the spirit of Jesus Christ our Lord, amen.
We are so glad to have special guests in our service today. One of those is Chuck Taylor, the interim president at Chowan University, and in recognition of our long and fruitful relationship with Chowan, I've asked him to come and share a greeting.
Good morning. Murfreesboro Baptist Church and Chowan University have an unbroken bond that reaches back to their beginnings. In 1848, Baptists in this area were moved to create an institution that would provide educational opportunities for young women. The Baptist Female Institute was birthed. As society has changed over these many years, that institution now has evolved into the university that we know today. In that same year, 1848, another venerable institution was birthed, Murfreesboro Baptist Church. The histories of both of those institutions have been woven together for 175 years. I am told that Dr. Archibald McDowell, who was the head of the new educational institution, the Baptist Female University, was also the first pastor of this church. Since that time, many of the school's staff and faculty and students have called this place their spiritual home. In fact, I have been told as well that every president of Chowan University has been a member of this congregation. That is amazing. And it is truly a divine partnership. The motto of Chowan University is Lux e Veritas. That's Latin for light and truth. You know, over the years, the headwinds of society have required the university to change, and truly it's required this church to change. But that was an event in my life that helped me put the pressure of a changing society into perspective. Years ago, at my church at the time, First Baptist Rocky Mount, we faced a decision to end Sunday night services. Well, most of the deacons acknowledged the practical necessity of doing making that change. But I will never forget the question that one of the older deacons asked. He asked, "Can we still keep the lights on?" And I have been haunted by that question for many years. But you know what? I've come to realize that the job of the church and the job of higher education is not to change society, but to keep the light of truth, of the truth of Jesus Christ and his gospel, burning. And I'm standing before you this morning to say to you that Murfreesboro Baptist Church and Chowan University have kept the lights on for 175 years, and that, friends, is worth celebrating. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of it.
Thank you. I'm curious. I wonder how many people we have here who are alumni of Chowan or who work or have worked at Chowan. Just lift your hand if that applies to you. All right, so we see how strong that connection is, and we appreciate that connection very, very much. And we're also glad to have Carol Taylor with us today, Chuck's wife. So thank you. We have former pastors who are with us. Of course, Lee Knipe, who led our call to worship, and he served from 2004 to 2016. Tom Calkins, our pastor emeritus, who gave a beautiful invocation, and we are so glad that you are able to be here and be a part of this service today. We also have Davis Smith, who was pastor from 1993 to 2003, and Lane Bass from 2017 until 2022, and one of our former interim pastors, Rick Bailey, who was here 2022 to 2023, just before I came. I'm the new kid on the block, but we are delighted that these ministers could be with us to help us celebrate this wonderful occasion today. If you think about that, now that represents from 1968 until the present day, which is a pretty good little chunk of the history of this church, as someone was observing as we met earlier before the service today. I wonder if we have other staff members who are present with us today. Diane Dixon over here, who was the church secretary for many years. Thank you for your service. Any others? Libby Tilson. All right, very good. And Libby was the musician here for many years. We're grateful for your service as well. All right, any others? All right. Former members, if you are a former member of Murfreesboro Baptist Church, we especially welcome you. Would you just lift your hand? All right. Thank you for coming home. We're glad that you have come. I wonder if we have any descendants of charter members of our church. Anybody? I don't see anybody. Okay. Of course, Meharon Baptist Church was our mother church, and I think we may have some folks from Meharon with us today. Do we have any folks from Meharon? Right here? Any others? Okay, thank you for being with us today, and we appreciate Meharon as our mother church. Dr. Jesse Kroom is writing a history of our church and had hoped to be here to share a little bit about that today, but unfortunately his health would not permit it. He recently had some surgery and he's not yet able to drive, so we certainly miss him and his wife today, and we pray God's blessings on them. The ministers who are here, we welcome your families as well, and thank you for coming and being a part of our worship today. There's one other thing that I want to mention, and that is the committee who has helped plan for our celebration, our 175th anniversary committee. I'm going to ask these folks to stand so we can recognize them. Lynette Bunch has been the chair of this committee. Lynette, where are you? Okay, yeah. All right, Lynette, and then Marietta Flowers, and Dell Acock, Linda Hassel, Sarah Francis Hill, Booker Daniel, T.K. Warren, Patty Joyner, Terry Saylor, Ely Whitehead, who's our historian, Paula Presnell, our musician, and then Tommy Bird, our chair of deacons, has served ex officio. And there has been a lot of work that's gone into this, and we want to thank you folks. And now at this time, Dr. Ely Whitehead is going to come and share a little bit about our history.
Dr. Gaskins, former ministers, and members and friends of Murfreesboro Baptist Church. 50 years ago, this very month, we celebrated our 125th anniversary. I am the only surviving member, lay member, of that anniversary committee. Of course, Mr. Calkins was ex officio. I served with Miss Grace Parker, Martha Revel, Etheline Underwood, historian Hargis Taylor, and musicians Alton and Jean Parker. We chose three people to bring greetings that day. We chose J.M. Jenkins to represent the town, Bruce Whitaker to represent then Shawan College, and Dr. Bela Udvarnoky from the international community. When this church was established in 1848, James Polk was president of the United States. These were pre-Civil War years, and times were tense, just as they are today. The Compromise of 1850 was just around the corner, as well as the Dred Scott decision by the Supreme Court. King Charles, at his recent coronation, said, "He came to serve and not to be served." Well, our membership has consistently felt that way, and that is why that leap of faith in 1848 has endured. Our ancestors had an unwavering devotion, no matter the external circumstances. Thus, this sacred place is sentimental to all of us. And so, with that background, I will ask four groups of people to stand up. They will now be recognized. Please remain standing until all four groups have been identified. Number one group, if any one of these ministers performed your wedding ceremony, or if you were married in this sanctuary, please stand. You can see we've had a lot going on. If you were, remain standing, please, it won't be long. If you were baptized in this sanctuary, please stand. All right. If any of these ministers or any minister performed a graveside or a funeral in this church for any member of your family, please stand. Most importantly, if you love this church, please stand. Let history record that we did one thing unanimously. You may be seated. Dr. Croom's manuscript would go into detail about the last 50 years, but I would be remiss if I did not highlight some of them. We have had both physical changes and political changes in 50 years. Our physical changes are these. We have installed our very first pipe organ in the last 50 years. We've had two baby grand pianos given to the church. The Vincent Playground has been developed. We've been given chimes, which are heard daily. We have an elevator. We've sold the parsonage. We've survived the pandemic. We have a plaza with a lighted cross and a fountain. We have a remodeled sanctuary. We have a new fellowship hall, media center, music suite, and the kids' club and nursery areas have been enhanced. Then we've had these political changes in the last 50 years. We are now associated with CBF, the Cooperative Baptist Fellowship. Our Constitution now permits women to serve on the Board of Deacons. We accept baptism from another denomination when you're considering membership at Murfreesboro Baptist. We have done mission trips to help Katrina victims and mission trips out of the United States. The food bank outreach monthly is supported by volunteers. We've been busy, but there will be more to do in the next 50 years. At Christmas time, we sing, "Oh, come, let us adore him." Let us sing that today in our hearts. And hopefully our Heavenly Father is looking down on us and saying, "Well done, good and faithful servants." Amen, amen.
Thank you, Ely. Now let's stand and sing together. Number 534, Bricks and Mortar, Hands and Labor. Number 534.
Bricks and mortar, hands and labor, day by day, a building base. seated, and we'll ask the children to come for the children's sermon now. Got some coming from upstairs. Couple more coming here.
You can sit up there too. Good morning. Good
morning. A couple more there.
Today is a special day in the life of our church. What is it?
The 75th
anniversary. The what? 75th anniversary. Now, did you know that when I first walked through these doors, I was 8 years old? You didn't know that, huh? I was little at one time. I was 8 when I first came to those doors. This place looked a little different. As Dr. Ely read, the sanctuary looked different, the grounds looked different, the nursery area downstairs was different. In fact, it was the fellowship hall when I first came here. And the fellowship hall that we currently have didn't even exist when I first came. All that's happened during the time I've been here. Because I've been coming since 1981, a long time ago, before some of you were even thought of, right? No, I was not born in Denver. I was not born in Denver. When was I born? You work on that, Jack. And you know what I see when I look throughout this room? I see my pastors, and I see my Sunday school teachers, and my VBS leaders. I see my children's music ministry director.
1974.
Close. 1973, you were close. I see children who I used to watch in the nursery who are now grown up and in college. Some are married and away from here and have children of their own. I see adults that no matter when I pick up that phone, they will answer and say, yes, I'll bring you brownies or I'll do this to help with children's ministry. I see all of that in this room when I look around. I see love. And it's been 175 years since this church was born. But you know what? It's going to continue for a long time if we do two things. We need to follow the two greatest commandments. Do you know, remember what they are? That's one of them. What's the other one? That's right. Love the Lord your God with all your strength, mind, and heart, and love your neighbor as yourself. And if we do those two things, the legacy of this church will continue for years to come. And I hope one day, years from now, you can come and sit up here and say the exact same thing I said about seeing all these people today. That they are loved, and that these people will do anything and support you with anything. Let's say a prayer. Father God, we thank you for the ones who came before us and established Murfreesboro Baptist Church. We thank you for being beside them and beside us. May we continue to love you, follow Jesus, and serve others. In your Son's name, amen.
Let us hear this morning's Old Testament lesson from the prophet Isaiah in the 51st chapter, verses 1 through 6. Listen to me, you that pursue righteousness, you that seek the Lord. Look to the rock from which you were hewn, and to the quarry from which you were dug. Look to Abraham your father, and to Sarah who bore you. For he was but one when I called him, but I blessed him and made him many. For the Lord will comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places and will make her wilderness like Eden, her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in her, thanksgiving and the voice of song. Listen to me, my people, and give heed to me, my nation, for a teaching will go out from me, and my justice for a light to the peoples. I will bring near my deliverance swiftly. My salvation has gone out, and my arms will rule the people. The coastlands wait for me, and for my arm they hope. Lift up your eyes to the heavens, and look at the earth beneath. For the heavens will vanish like smoke. The earth will wear out like a garment, and those who live on it will die like gnats. But my salvation will be forever, and my deliverance will never be ended. The word of God for us, the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Like the woman at the well, I was seeking for things that could not satisfy. And then I heard my Savior speaking, draw from my well that never shall run dry. Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole. There are millions in this world who are craving the pleasure earthly things afford. But none can match the wondrous treasure that I find in Jesus Christ my Lord. Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole. So, my friend, if the things this world gave you leave hungers that won't pass away, my blessed Lord will come and save you if you kneel to him and humbly pray. Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole.
Thank you, Rick. As we come to join together in prayer now, We've been asked to remember Faye Phipps Jenkins. She's in the hospital at Wake Med. That's Kathy Brett's cousin. And please lift her up in your prayers this morning. Also, Debbie Hill is not able to be with us today because her brother-in-law in Richmond, Virginia passed away, and they are there, so please remember them as well. So please join me now in prayer, and we'll close our prayer time together by praying the Lord's Prayer in unison. Let's pray. Eternal and almighty God, creator and ruler and sustainer of the universe, our Heavenly Father, we come before you on this momentous occasion as we celebrate 175 years of your work in and through this expression of the body of Christ known as Murfreesboro Baptist Church. We stand amazed at how you have blessed your church here through these years and look forward to how you will work among us and through us in the years to come. And yet we're keenly aware, Lord, that you were at work long, long before you brought this congregation into existence. For your word teaches us that before the foundation of the world, you conceived your great plan of redemption in your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and you patiently worked it out down through the ages, sending your Son as the Messiah you had long promised to your people, and accomplishing your salvation as he took on flesh, lived among us, died for us on the cross, and rose from the dead victorious. All glory and praise to you for your mercy and grace and love. We thank you today, Father, for this salvation in Christ. And we thank you that you have brought us together as your people and that 175 years ago you established this local congregation known as the Murfreesboro Baptist Church. We thank you for how you have worked in and through this church throughout her existence. And we pray that you will continue your work through us in the present and in the years to come. We thank you for those who have led and those who have served this congregation throughout its history. And we thank you for the special relationship we've had with Chowan University. And just as your churches in ancient times understood the value of education and established schools alongside them to train people in the faith, so our church has understood that importance. And we pray your blessings on the university and on our sacred partnership in the work of your kingdom. Help us to be a resource to Chowan and Chowan to us as we serve you together so that you may be glorified as we love and serve the Lord with all our heart and soul and mind and strength and help young people to do the same. We remember before you those in need, asking your blessing on those who are sick or suffering or grieving, especially these we've mentioned by name this morning, and on those innocent civilians who are suffering the ravages of war in our world, wherever they may be. Give our leaders at all levels wisdom and guidance as they govern our nation, our state, our county, and our town, and work your will in all things, Sovereign Lord. We gather all our prayers now, and we lift them in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns together with you in the Holy Spirit as one God forever and ever. And we lift our prayers as with one voice now in the words of that prayer that he taught us, praying together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our hymn of thanksgiving is number 640, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. Please stand as you're able. speaking of the offering that the Philippian church had sent to help him in his time of need, the Apostle Paul described it as a fragrant offering, a sacrifice acceptable and pleasing to God. And the same is true for us when we present our tithes and offerings to the Lord with a glad and generous heart. And so is the promise of God that Paul boldly declared to the Philippians, that God will fully satisfy every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. And so, claiming that promise, let us give boldly and generously. Amen.
Thank you. Gracious God, giver of all good gifts, be pleased now to receive these tithes and offerings that we present to you. May they rise before you as a fragrant offering, a sacrifice acceptable and pleasing to you. Use them for your glory and to further the work of your kingdom through Christ our Lord, who offered himself to you in faithful obedience as a sacrifice for us and our salvation. Amen.
Mark gave us a chance to say something, should we wish to say it, and the other guys didn't do it. But, Mr. Carter, thank you. It is good for me to be here, and I am happy to see you. One of the things, Mark warned us that Ely was going to have participation, and of course he did. And Ely, as you did that, it brought back some memories. And one of the memories is, in fact, those who are no longer with us. And I see empty seats, and I see those who are left. And what if this is a day of great joy, where we remember the joys and the pains and the hurts and the celebrations of all important relationships, what will it be like in the great rising up and in the great celebration in heaven? And for that, this is a taste. And I thank you for inviting me to be a part of it. The text from the gospel today is from Matthew in the 16th chapter. Now, when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" And they said, "Well, some say John the Baptist, and some say Elijah, and still others, Jeremiah, but are one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then he sternly ordered the disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. The word of the Lord.
Let us go into the house of the Lord. and here's the steeple.